Down Syndrome Queensland are the peak body for intellectual disability in Queensland. We drive change, support inclusion, and are on a quest for equality so that people with intellectual disabilities can take their rightful place as valuable members of the community. Down Syndrome Queensland also provides practical and emotional support, comfort, and opportunities to people with intellectual disability, their families, and support networks, particularly in regional areas. DSQ supports an inclusive environment for people with an intellectual disability, which allows them to live their best lives. We believe it is important to respect the rights of parents to choose the development path that is best for their loved one. DSQ is here to support them along the way. To find out more about how you can help, to volunteer or to support the work of Down Syndrome Queensland, go to downsyndrome.org.au/QLD.
We acknowledge the First Nations people as the traditional custodians of the land we are on today. We acknowledge and pay respect to all elders past, present and emerging.
The Now and the Future podcast is an exciting way of sharing members' stories of opportunities, challenges, and provide support and expert advice for Down Syndrome community.
Down Syndrome Queensland's vision is to support, advocate for, empower people with Down Syndrome to take their rightful places as valuable and contributing members of their community, both now and into the future.
Hi everybody, Michael from Down Syndrome Queensland here, and on today's episode of the Now and the Future podcast, I want to tell you about one of our amazing upcoming events called the Try 21 series. This event on 2, 3 and 4 December has been running since 2012 and is dedicated to raising funds and awareness for Down Syndrome within the community. In today's episode of the Now and the Future podcast, we're going to go back and look at the 2021 event and hear firsthand from the people involved and the impact it can have. So without further ado, here's a story and a recap of the 2021 Try 21 series.
The Try 21 series is a weekend of sports action seeing indoor cricket, netball and beach volleyball teams taking the court to support and raise money for Down Syndrome Queensland. And this year, the event was bigger than ever.
Hi, my name is Michael Harris from Down Syndrome Queensland. I'm the Community Engagement and Fundraising Manager for Down Syndrome Queensland, or DSQ. And I'm also the organiser of the Try 21 series, which is an event to raise funds and awareness for people with Down Syndrome. We've been running since 2012. In our 10th year, 2021, we're having the biggest and best year yet. At the end of last year, we were $135,000. That doesn't include this year, which we've really got the goal of going for $50,000. And we're well on track for that. Obviously, it hasn't been all counted in. We haven't finished the weekend, but we're hoping we can get close to that $50,000 mark. So it covers indoor cricket, netball and volleyball. So we started 2012. When we started, we had two teams, 16 people playing a one-off game of indoor cricket. As the years have gone by, we've just picked up and we've grown. We've got more people involved as our growth and people are aware of what we do. So we're now, as of last year and this year, we're covering 3 days. So we play six-a-side indoor cricket on the Friday night. We play a full day of indoor cricket on the Saturday, as well as beach volleyball on the Saturday. And on the Sunday, it's all netball. And on Sunday afternoon as well, we're having a competitive volleyball competition out the back. So it's a pretty full-on weekend. This is our first year that we've had some people with Down Syndrome playing in our cricket teams. We always have a team from Down Syndrome Queensland playing in our volleyball and our netball teams. So it is a good opportunity. It shows inclusion and that we're all one society. Everyone, people with Down Syndrome want exactly the same as everyone else. And it's just about us being out there together, community, and showing that everyone's equal and everyone's having a great time and we're all working to a common goal. There's numerous ways to get in contact with us, but the best bet, we have a Facebook page, Try 21 Series. You can email us on try21series@outlook.com, or you can contact us through the Sports Centre or Down Syndrome Queensland. So there's numerous ways to get in contact with us, but as I said, the Sports Centre, Down Syndrome Queensland, or the Facebook page, Try 21 Series, or emails. Here today at the Try 21 series with John Stevenson, one of our major sponsors from Robinson Ryan. How are you going, John? How's the day been?
Yeah, it's been a really good day. A lot of cricket being played, a lot of people smiling and having a good time.
So you've been with us for a couple of years now as a sponsor, but this year is the first year as a major sponsor. So what is it that made you guys get involved with us as a major sponsor?
Yeah, for the owners, it was very important that whatever sponsorship they took up had real community impact. And look, just the looks on some of the young people's faces with Down syndrome that we've seen today is just magic. And I think the owners have seen some of the photos that I've been sending through on the phone, and they're very, very appreciative of it.
Fantastic. So you've played a couple of games now. How's the body holding up? And you're looking forward to another one?
Yeah, one more game to go. I think I don't think we're going to be in the final this year, but I tell you, I'm pretty stiff and sore, but it's all for a good cause, right?
That's exactly right. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for sponsoring us. It's really important to have people like you guys involved, and I hope we can do it again next year. And I wish you the best of luck for the weekend.
Thanks a lot, Michael. And yes, I'm sure that we'd love to do it again next year.
Thanks, mate. Tim Gillespie, new board member for DSQ. He's just finished batting in the first game. How's it going today, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, Mike. Gave him a bit of early catching practice straight up, but yeah, not a bad partnership. 25 to start with, so.
And this is your first year involved with the Tri-21 series. What got you involved?
A couple of things. I saw someone down at Cooper Indoor with the shirt on last year and had a bit of a chat to them, and then developing my relationship with you, Michael, it's really brought me into the fold, and yeah, it's been brilliant so far.
And you're a new member to the board at DSQ. How's that? And what got you into that?
Yeah, new member. I've got a son with Down syndrome, Lockie. He's 2 years old. Since I found out about him having the diagnosis, I've always wanted to do something and advocate, not just for him, but the whole Down syndrome community. So yeah, I was lucky enough to meet David Fuller and Daryl Steph, and they've brought me onto the board, which has been amazing.
Fantastic. Let's have a good day. Hope we get a few wins and enjoy the weekend.
No worries. Thanks, Michael.
I'm here with Colin Marks. Colin's been playing with us for quite a few years now. How long have you been playing the Tri-21 series for, Colin?
Oh, about for a while. It's been good. It's great. I play it every year. It's great. Michael, the organiser, it's been great.
Yeah. So Colin plays volleyball with the Down Syndrome Queensland team. Every year he's here. And what's it mean? Do you really enjoy coming here and playing?
I love the experience of it. Above the team, my teamwork, concentration.
Fantastic. You have a good day, Colin, and we'll talk to you later.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Here at the moment with Stephen Mogg, the owner of Action Indoor Sports Wynnum and Nexus Sports. How long have you guys been involved with the Tri-21 series, Stephen?
The centre's been involved from the start, obviously. I wasn't involved at that stage, but I've been playing our volleyball for about 5 or 6 years. Obviously a cricketer at heart, but for such a social occasion like this, I enjoy doing something a bit different and playing with my partner and some friends, so it's pretty good.
And what do you think a competition like this means to the community, especially at a sports centre and the community in general?
Oh, look, yeah, there's definitely a few facets to it. Like, to the community in general, I think it's fantastic. For example, we just played a game of volleyball with some kids with Down syndrome, and it's just fantastic to see them getting out and involved. From the centre's point of view, it's also great community spirit for us. It's an opportunity for us to give back to the community and be involved in such a wonderful cause.
The Tri-21 Series, raising funds for Down Syndrome Queensland.
Hi, I'm Bo Nicholson. I work as an independent support worker, which is pretty much the best job in the world. I'm able to do really cool things like support Owen here on a day like today, where we get to play cricket together.
I'm Owen. I do also cricket. I do like batting and bowling, which I love to do.
I love days like today because it feels like so inclusive in its spirit. Owen feels like he's a part of something bigger than what he normally feels like he's a part of. Like, I think in the past we've tried to almost segregate our society a little bit around that issue, but now we're sort of opening more doors, opening more windows, opening more opportunities for people to express themselves and join the community in a true way. And to days like today, organised by Michael, big credit to him. Are a really good example of that, I think. How do you feel, mixing up with all these people and meeting new friends and all that sort of stuff?
Oh, yeah, really great, actually, yeah. It's so good to catch up to them. It's always good to have fun with them. And, we always work so hard, yeah.
I actually have a brother who's autistic and I work in the industry of disability support, so for me, I was quite drawn to it, the idea of raising funds for people with Down syndrome, and You know, I work with Owen. Every Wednesday morning we hang out. Sometimes we do travel training, don't we, Owen?
Yeah, we do travel training, because I'm learning how to get a trainer by myself, Yeah.
Because Owen, he works 4 days a week, so he, using public transport to get there and stuff like that. But like a day like today, it's very exciting. It's always got a good vibe too, doesn't it, Owen? It's like everyone's real relaxed and having a good time, smiles on their faces.
I work with them every Tuesday. I am actually a project officer. I've been helping them quite a lot now. Like my dad, he's an RT teacher. I try to be like him, so I try to teach Down syndrome kids. I try to teach them how to go online on Zoom. But it's really great. It's great opportunity for me. It's really good.
So Owen's talking about how he actually works for Down Syndrome Queensland. He works with them on Tuesdays as, what do you say, a project officer, right?
Yeah.
And he's got a business card and everything.
My name is Matthew Flores. I play indoor cricket for Australia. I was a young kid once and had to be guided through and helped and supported, and it's finally nice to be able to give that back to some other people in the community as well. And I play quite at a high serious level, and it's good to be able to have a hit and a laugh with some mates on a day like today. We've got Owen on our team today, and he's just a ball of energy, and it's just great when you see him do something well. It just just lights you up. We haven't played a tournament for a couple of years and seen this many people around, so the fact that we're allowed this many people in and that we do get this many people to a fundraising event like today, it's just great for the community.
I want to give a big compliment and shout out to those Australian boys. So like not just Matt, who's playing with us, Matt Flores, but also, Brenton Bryan, the Australian coach, Josh Drever, Reese Dearness, I've noticed, have come over and said hello to Owen. And they really make a big fuss about Owen and other people with Down syndrome here today and make him feel real special. I know that you have a real soft spot for Josh particularly, don't you, Owen?
Yeah, there's two actually. Yeah, Josh and also Rob. I also like Rob also too. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Rob Fitzgerald, of course. Yeah, one of your favourites. Yeah. That's from the night that you played here a few months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I really respect the work that indoor cricket does with the Lord Taverners. You know, with intellectual disability, people that have those. But with Down syndrome specifically, you don't see much representation in cricket or indoor cricket generally. So it's a great chance for people like Owen to come and have a great day. But it is also, one thing that I love about the work that I do is it is not about trying to change the person to be like us. It's about trying to change the world and society to be a bit more understanding of other people's needs. And a day like today sort of helps people realize that, the really good things about Owen is that he's smart, he's funny, and he'll get in there and have a go. And I think people really respect him for that. And by respecting Owen, they learn to respect other people with disabilities too.
Yeah, like Boja said, which it is, like I said before, it is great opportunity. Everybody's always having a great time here, I think everybody loves cricket because I know that they just want to have fun. I try to help them and I do everything like volleyball and netball and cricket. Yeah, it's really a great sport to hang out and have fun. Yeah.
The Try 21 series, raising funds for Down Syndrome Queensland.
So here today with Daryl Steff now, the CEO of Down Syndrome Queensland. Daryl stopped in at the Try 21 series to see how the day's going. What do you think, Daryl?
Yeah, it's great to see everyone having fun. Love the cricket and the volleyball and everyone participating. Brilliant to see.
So we're in our 10th year now. We were just talking before how we've raised over $135,000. Where does that money go and what difference does that make to the Down syndrome community?
Yeah, so look, it has been fantastic, the amount of money that's been raised. What we're going to do this year and for last year's money is put it towards our Get Active program, which is looking at grassroots inclusion in sports. So helping local community clubs to include people with Down syndrome into their sport.
And how good is it to see? So we've got a couple of young guys playing cricket. We've had Owen and Shay playing last night. We've got the team playing volleyball at the moment, and we've got the guys from Down syndrome playing netball tomorrow. How good is it to see that inclusion, that everyone's involved and everyone's having a great time and they're all playing in the same competition?
Yeah, it's brilliant. And look, the fact that the guys love playing, coming down, getting involved, even if they're not big volleyballers or anything, we were just joking out there that we've got a tennis player, a swimmer and a cricketer out there and we're throwing them on the volleyball court. And the other teams they're playing as well, it's great to see that sportsmanship and inclusion, as you said, Michael. So last year we heard you made a run in the netball final. Are we going to see that again tomorrow?
Look, I think I'm claiming a few injuries today, but we'll see how we go tomorrow. I might make a sudden appearance.
Fantastic, Daryl. Thanks. Enjoy the day and we'll talk to you later.
No problem. Thanks, Michael, for everything you do.
After listening to this, we're even more excited about the Tri 21 series this year at Action Indoor Sports Wynnum on 2, 3 and 4 December. It's a fantastic weekend and anyone can be involved, whether it's participating on the court, sponsorship or maybe even just come down and have a look. To find out how you can be part of the Tri 21 series, simply email engagement@downsyndromeqld.org.au. That's engagement@downsyndromeqld.org.au. Or you can give us a call, 3356 6655. That's 3356 6655. Ask for me, Michael, and we can make this happen. We hope to see you on the first weekend of December as we continue to support, advocate for and empower people with Down syndrome, both now and into the future.
You have been listening to the Now and the Future podcast. For more information about this episode and many other topics relate to Down syndrome,
please visit the Down Syndrome Queensland website at downsyndrome.org.au/QRD.
Down Syndrome Queensland, supporting people with Down Syndrome, now and into the future.